Hi, this is Daniel Johnston, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number one. Let's go. The Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. I am super, super excited to be doing this podcast today. I've wanted to start a podcast for a while for my website, Readers and Writers Paradise. .com, where I review books and stuff like that, and I haven't really gotten around to it because I've been like so busy with a lot of stuff. Lately though, my time's freed up. I'm a senior in high school right now, and I finished taking the ACT and everything, so things are kind of a little calmer now, and yeah, so I have a lot more time, so I'll be doing this podcast every week. But before I talk about that, I want to talk about why I started my website and about my passion for books and stuff. So I originally started my website, I think, 4 years ago. Because I was, like, getting into building websites at that time. Well, actually, I'd been into it for a few years, and I wanted to create a website about books because I really love them. Like, my parents have always read a ton of books. Like, there are thousands of books, literally, at our house. And so I've always read a lot of books, too, and I've always loved it. I used to just read the same book over and over again, 20, 30 times. Yeah, I was super into books. I would stay up, yeah, until like 2 or 3 in the morning reading books and hide it. Like sometimes my mom would come in and tell me not to stop reading, but yeah, I'd always read late into the night. And yeah, so I just love reading, and I also love writing. I think I love writing because it allows me to express some of my emotions in a very like complete way. And my ultimate goal with like writing and everything I'm doing with books is to be able to like express like the feelings I get from a book, like in a book, in an understandable way. Because to me, like just the feelings of the character and stuff, like to me it's just like timeless and it's something I can identify with. And so it really helps me with my emotions and helps me learn a lot more about them. I'm far from a perfectly happy person. I have had a lot of tough stuff happen to me in my life. And so books are kind of like an outlet for me. And I'm also pretty good at writing, if I say so myself. I mean, I'm not, like, super great, but, yeah, I'm trying to finish my first book right now. I started it for NaNoWriMo and wrote over 37,000 words, but I stopped the last week so I could be with my family for Thanksgiving. But, yeah, I'll get back to that. And I have some short stories on my website if you want to read them. Just go to readersandwritersparadise.com/stories. So I love writing and I love reading, and so that's why of all the other websites I've created, this is the one that I'm still using and that is still continuing on because it's what I have a great passion for. So what I want to accomplish with my website is, you know, to let people know, you know, what books are good to read and whatnot. And then I also want to post my own writings on there and hopefully use it to improve my writing and get feedback and become like a more established author and stuff. But for right now, though, I don't, like, I have more time, but I still don't have like a huge amount of time that, you know, that it would take to be writing a lot. So I'm mostly, like, reading and doing book reviews and stuff right now. Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit more about myself, too. I'm 16 and I'm from Rochester, New York. Currently I'm living in Utah 'cause I'm going to school here. But yeah, Rochester's where my home is. I don't have any siblings. My parents are both psychologists, so that's kind of interesting. But no, they're great and really, really great parents. Like I was saying, like I've had some rough stuff happen to me in my life. When I was in kindergarten, I got in a car accident, and it was like we're actually coming out from a library, which is ironic for me now. But so and I asked my babysitter to pass me a book, and she did, but her foot slipped off the pedal, and she hadn't put in a brake, and then we went crashing through a red light, hit straight on another car, and yeah, that was super scary. Like, it was awful, but luckily I was fine. Like, I was a little sore for a couple days, but other than that, I was just fine. So, I was really lucky that nothing bad happened in that accident. But that was pretty scary. And then the next year, when I was in Florida on vacation, my mom suddenly had a stroke, and it was like a bad stroke. Like, in her brain, she had a, I think it's called a AVM, and yeah, I don't understand it exactly, but like it's like an arteries in place of a vein or something like that. But anyways, it like it put her in a coma for 10 days, and everyone thought she was gonna die, so that was a horrible experience. After that, my life was never the same, and I was really unhappy. It was just awful. But I did like get into some other stuff after that, like chess. Currently, I play chess a lot. I used to be ranked the top 100 for my age in the country. I don't think I am right now, but I'll get back there again. So I really love playing chess, and yeah, books, like I said, like making websites, I love like connecting with people like that. I like sports a lot too. I like watching football a lot, and playing it's fun too, but yeah, I mostly enjoy playing basketball. I'm playing on a basketball team right now. And then yeah, I also like running. So I signed up for a few 5Ks and stuff. I'm just getting back into it after the winter and everything. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I try to be a nice person, you know, like I have like some spiritual beliefs and stuff like that, but I'm not gonna get into it here, obviously. But yeah, I try to be as compassionate as I can towards other people, which doesn't always work out, but I try. So yeah, what I want to do in the future, I'm gonna graduate this semester, and then I'm gonna go home to Rochester, and then after that, I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably take some extra classes and probably go to college fall 2015 maybe. So we'll see. So what types of things am I planning on doing for the show? So yeah, I want to announce that next episode is going to be an interview with Eric from thiskidreviewsbooks.com. Eric's pretty much he's 12 years old, and he's self-published a book already, and he is pretty much the premier book reviewer in the whole internet. So if you want, the book reviews he posts aren't like young adult kid, they're like kid kid. because he's 12, so and they're kind of like a little bit younger, but yeah, for that kind of stuff, his site's pretty much the biggest one. So this kid, you've used books.com, it's very well done, so definitely check that out. But I'll have him here on the show next week. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, he actually interviewed me on his site like almost 2 years ago now. So yeah, I'm finally returning the favor. Some other types of things I want to do on the show, I'll like have episodes where I review specific like book series, like The Hunger Games, for example, which made me sick. You can look at that on my website, my post about it, but I'll go into it in more detail in the podcast that I do about that. Yeah, it literally made me sick. And then I'll like review, yeah, so I'll like be reviewing series, and I'll probably like be doing like specific book categories, like five great classic books, or like, yeah, like stuff like that. Or five new books you want to read. So that's probably the kind, that's the kind of stuff that I'm planning for this show. I'm sure it'll evolve as we go. And then I'll also be interviewing other special guests. That's what I'm most excited about for this show, is to get it so that there are like authors on here, book reviewers, so that we can get like exciting conversation on here. Like that's what I'm really looking forward to with the show. Yeah, so probably most episodes, the length, I guess it'll probably be like depending on the episode, probably like 20 to like 30 minutes. Maybe like, give or take 5 minutes or so. So yeah, this episode, I'm just going to end it, 'cause it's the first episode, and I covered everything I wanted to talk about, just introducing the show, letting you all know it's out there. And yeah, subscribe in iTunes, and then yeah, and then wait for the interview next week with Eric. I promise you it's gonna be awesome. So thank you so much for listening, and if you like my show or have any suggestions or whatever, you can contact me. Just go to reasonrisingparadise.com/contact and contact me. I'd love to hear what you have to say. So thank you. Bye.